Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I found myself stuck in the in-between stages of my life for what feels like a very long time. And being in this stage, the in-between, amidst transformation, can feel confusing. You can feel lost, discouraged, and honestly just lose faith in what you believe is for you. Recently, I came across a quote by Marcos Alvarado, and it goes, "You are not lost. You're just in an uncomfortable stage of your life where your old self is gone, but your new self isn't fully born yet. You're in the midst of transformation, and I never felt more seen and understood." You are not lost. You're just in an uncomfortable space where your old self is gone, but your new self isn't fully born yet. I've never heard transformation, evolution described so beautifully. And although it's super beautiful, this space is challenging. I feel like I've been in this space for 2-3 years. I even remember myself saying, I feel like I'm transforming. I feel like I'm transforming. And the thing about transformation is an ever-going process. And for me, what I'm learning to do is relearn myself over and over and over and over again, because that's what transformation is all about. Within this, I feel like there is a lot of cognitive dissonance, meaning I'm having two conflicting thoughts, or I'm indulging, or out of habit, just partaking in behaviors that no longer serve me, that serve the old version of me, that make the old version of me comfortable, that bring some type of comfort. I just often feel like I'm at war with myself mentally. There are certain things that I grew up believing that I just swore down were the absolute truth. And when it comes to being at war with yourself, you really have to sit down with self and evaluate your thoughts, your values, whatever it is that you believe, and really ask yourself, are these thoughts my thoughts? Are these values my values? And I found myself doing that quite a while ago. But I think when it comes to being at spiritual warfare or at war with yourself, those are some of the first things that come up, are your values and your beliefs and your thoughts. Within that process of evaluating who you were versus who you're transforming, who you're becoming, there can be, like I said before, a space of confusion. But it's important to let go of what was. It's important to let go of the thoughts and start with a clean slate. One thing I've been telling myself is that although we've approached a new year and we see a lot of newness, you know, new goals, new habits, and that's fine. But something I've been reiterating to myself over and over and over again is that if I am breathing, I can start new. I can have a fresh start with every breath that I take. I can start with a clean slate. And I think if more of us adopted that mindset, it would be easier to detach from our thoughts, from old versions of ourselves, from old habits, and develop new ways of thinking. But until then, you really have to sit down and have a conversation with yourself. Get to know who you truly are, not who mama told you to be, not who daddy told you to be, not who society told you what you should be, what you should look like, what you should be into, but what you are interested in, what you value, what you love, what you see for yourself. You're at war with yourself, and you're the only person that can end this war. When you stop giving a damn about other people's perception of you, and this is me talking to me, when you stop giving a damn about other people's perceptions of you and how the world perceives you, then it's easier to transform into this being that you were meant to be, this version of you that is waiting for you. It's easier to evolve into that being because it's already within you. You already know who you want to be. You already know who you are. But the problem is, we have so much noise going on. We have so much noise, whether it be from family, friends, society, media. There's so much noise going on mentally. But when you quiet the noise, meaning you spend time alone, you spend time solitude, everything is clear. You have so much more clarity and you have a better understanding of who you really are, what you really want. And so that war, that spiritual warfare that's going on starts to dissipate. You start to get a clear vision of who you are and what you want. Something that I have a huge, huge issue with is micromanaging the universe. Feeling like I need to control the outcome of certain experiences, certain evolutions, like the evolution that is myself, needing to know exactly how it's going to happen. I struggle with that. And it's something that I'm currently working on. And I literally had a conversation with myself. And I told myself, nothing in your life has ever worked out how you thought it was going to work out. Literally, I'm sitting in front of a camera talking to you about what we're talking about. Last year, the year before that, I would have never thought I'd be having this conversation, let alone in front of thousands of people. No matter how many times I practice for said experience, no matter how many times I prepared for said experience or said outcome, nothing has ever worked out how I thought it would work out. And I'm here. I'm alive. I'm breathing. I'm thriving. Everything has worked out, always worked out, better than I could have ever imagined. And I was thinking earlier, I was just like, you know, we've all had jobs. Most of us have probably had jobs if you're watching and or listening to this. We've all had a job and we've probably experienced a manager or supervisor that was a micromanager. And how did that make us feel? Annoyed. Like, dang, they're wanting to quit. And I put that into perspective when I'm thinking about micromanaging the universe with what's for me, or with what I believe is for me, or with what I want the outcome to look like. The universe is fed up. She like, girl, I said I got you. I said I'm doing it. You working, so I'm working. And I think about it like that, and it brings me so much more peace. And it's just another perspective that sheds so much light onto what it actually is that I'm doing. And that habit within itself of micromanaging the universe and wanting things to look a certain way, or not having much faith, honestly, because I be telling myself, like, if you're micromanaging, you're not being patient. That equivalents to having little faith. And this new version of me is very much a woman of faith, a woman who believes, a woman who understands that what's for me is for me. What's in the cards for me is for me. And there is nothing that anybody can do to take that away from me. Period. But it's easy to cling to old versions of ourselves because it's comfortable. Y'all know about comfort. We cling to it. We crave comfort. I find myself doing old habits, and it's so weird. It's a strange place, because something that I used to do 5, 6, 7 years ago, I used to watch YouTube videos of these girls on brand trips and doing all the things that I thought I wanted to do. And I would live through them, and I would disconnect from my current life, and I wouldn't be doing things in my current reality to get to the dream or the manifestation that I wanted. So I find myself sometimes having the urge to be comfortable, because that was my comfort place. Because truth be told, at that time in my life, I was very depressed, but that was my comfort zone. And I find myself reaching for that comfort. But the new me is like, no, ma'am, let's pick up a book. Let's listen to an audiobook, a podcast. Let's watch someone on YouTube who is inspiring, who is talking the talk that we want to hear, who aligns with the person that we are today. Because once I fall back into those habits, it's just like, yeah, I've outgrown this. So I'm leaning into the person that I am today. I'm also giving myself grace if I fall back into these habits or try to fall back into these habits, because I think it's important. The important part is I noticed it. This new version of me, because I feel like they're this old version, you know, like the devil and the angel, the good and the bad. Not that either is good or bad, but we have the, I'm just using that same concept, the old version of me, the new version of me. They're literally at war. They're having a conversation here. The new me or the future version of me is like, nah, like that's not for us. And what I'm learning to do is enjoy the in-between. Enjoy the in-between, because that's exactly where I am. I know I want this particular life. I know I want to be this future miraculous version of myself, but I'm already that. I already got the life of my dreams. I'm living it and I'm enjoying the in-between, because one day I'm gonna look back at this space that I'm in right now and have so much gratitude and really miss this space that I'm in. But I'm taking it upon myself to enjoy this space now, be grateful now, and just enjoy the transformation that has taken place. I know we hear it a lot, but my intention, my goal is to enjoy the process, enjoy the journey, and find peace, joy, happiness, and abundance in the now. Because if I can't find it now, I'm always going to be looking for it in the next place, in the next place, in the next place. And that's not what I want. So intentionally, purposefully, I'm going to enjoy the in-between and trust that everything is working out in my favor. The universe is conspiring in my favor. And what is for me is for me. And I'm going to be open. I vow to be open to whatever it is that is coming to me, to whatever it is that I'm attracting into my life. I know it may not look exactly how I want it to look. It never does, but it is truly coming to me one step at a time. Thank you.